brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Jeff Carlisle. He's Executive Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for LightSquared, which is the company that is building a large broadband network across the U.S. that some say may interfere with the GPS signals. Jeff, you're testing that theory right now. What's going on?
Well, Russ, what we are doing right now is we are continuing the cooperative testing that we were asked to start by the FCC to start in January. The FCC issued an order, asked us to test any GPS interference effects together with the GPS community and the federal government. Since then, what we've done is we've set up a technical working group that has 35 primary members and about another 65 to 70 advisors. And it really is a who's who of industry in the GPS world, and also the federal government with participants from the Department of Defense, FAA, and NASA. So we have been through that group. We have set up agreed upon testing methodologies and testing locations. We've divided GPS units into seven different categories to allow us to test the different types of devices across broad categories, and we have started lab. We've already had lab testing underway for a little while now, and this is the beginning of field testing for the technical working group.
Now, by the beginning of field testing, you mean what's going on in the Nevada desert that the FAA issued an advisory about late last week, correct?
That's right.
So describe what you're doing out near Boulder City, Nevada.
Okay, well, it's very simple. It's very consistent with how you would field test any other type of wireless service that you're going to bring to market. You erect a test tower you place a base station, or the transmitters you would put up into cell towers. You put it up on the tower and you turn it on and you run it through various different power levels and various different frequencies, and you see what the effect is on a set of devices that are placed nearby the towers and moved out to different distances away from the towers, and you get your results from the field test, which will allow us to see what the effect is in the real world.
Well, the FAA has more or less invited pilots to take part in this by asking them to report any anomalies that they see if they're flying within the within that area. How does a pilot report that?
There is, I believe, there was a notice to airmen issued, and that has the information. That has the information for reporting included in that, for reporting back to the FAA.
Okay, you said that you've been doing some bench testing. Can you let us in on any of the results from the bench testing?
Well, we're right in the middle of that right now. So full results will be released when we file our final report on June 15, 2011.
All right. Well, there's a lot of interest in this process and this project, Jeff, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again. Appreciate your time today. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.